Reduce salt and sugar intake for better health. Dear Editor, I am writing in response to Mr. Tang's letter on 18 March 2015. Mr. Tang rightly pointed out the importance of encouraging healthy eating habits in children for better health in adulthood. I am delighted that the Hong Kong government has announced the establishment of the Committee on Reduction of Salt and Sugar in Food. It is a step in the right direction. Data collected annually since 2004 by the Department of Health indicates that the adult population classified as overweight or obese had been consistently around 35% to 39%. Obesity is one of the major factors causing heart disease, which has been the third leading cause of death in Hong Kong since the 1960s. Obesity also causes other conditions, such as diabetes. A study in 1997 showed that 1 in 10 adults in Hong Kong had diabetes. The International Diabetes Federation estimated that there were over 582,000 cases of diabetes in Hong Kong in 2015, a prevalence rate of around 10.2%. If we break down the prevalence by age, then we have a higher rate compared with both the Western Pacific region and the rest of the world. More worrying was a research published in 2015. The subjects were 100,000 Hong Kong students aged 6 to 19. Researchers at the University of Hong Kong found that these students were far less fit than their peers in mainland China and around the world. More than a quarter of them were overweight or obese, based on the body mass index set by the World Health Organization. Inadequate physical activity is one of the contributing factors to these depressing findings. Apart from that, we should also look at our dietary habits. There is truth in the saying, we are what we eat. Our bodies are constantly repairing, building, and regenerating, and the raw materials needed for these activities come from what we eat. A diet high in salt is a recipe for high blood pressure, stroke, and coronary heart diseases, while a diet high in sugar is linked to obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. Research further shows that a diet high in high fructose corn syrup, a common ingredient in soft drinks, over a long period of time affects learning and memory. Countries around the world are taking steps to inform the public of the sugar and salt content in food in the hope that people will make better food choices. Denmark was one of the few countries to introduce a soft drink tax in the 1930s. Although the tax was abolished in 2013 because of its apparent ineffectiveness, it has set an excellent example for other countries. France introduced the tax in 2012, and Mexico in 2013. In November 2014, Berkeley became the first city in the U.S. to bring in a penny per ounce fizzy drink tax on sugar-sweetened beverages. In New York City, a new sodium warning requirement was imposed in November 2015 on restaurant chains with more than 15 locations. The UK has had a long-standing battle against excessive salt intake. Since the then chief medical officer lent his support in 2001 to a national salt target, there have been a number of campaigns and initiatives, including the 2002 Salt Reduction Initiative, the establishment of the World Action on Salt and Health, WASH, in 2008. Now with 400 members worldwide and the latest 2013 New Salt Strategy. The UK government has also called upon the food industry to commit to reducing salt content in ready meals and processed food. On the sugar front, a new smartphone app was made available in the UK in early January 2016. It allows parents to monitor the total amount of sugar by scanning the barcodes of food sold in grocery stores and supermarkets. The free SugarSmart app conveniently displays the sugar content in cubes or grams. By raising awareness of how much sugar is contained in everyday food and drink, the app should help combat tooth decay, obesity, and type 2 diabetes in children and help families make healthier food choices. Celebrity chef Jamie Oliver supports the campaign calling for a 20% pop tax on sugary drinks in the UK. In June 2015, he added a 10p surcharge on sweet drinks served in his chain of restaurants worldwide. I realize that implementing a sugar or salt daily intake target in Hong Kong has its own challenges. Unlike Western food that is usually served individually, Chinese food is about family eating and sharing. It is all very well to monitor how much salt or sugar is in a dish, but it is difficult to tell how much each individual has consumed. I sincerely hope that the establishment of the Committee on Reduction of Salt and Sugar in Food will help set the city on the right track to be more health conscious and, in the long run, healthier. Tim Lam, Stanley.